Pablo for breakfast.
I initially thought it was a bit of a glitch, Nick. I was like, what is going on? And then I jumped on Twitter and saw the announcement in real time as it was breaking. This sort of caught everyone off guard.
It did catch all the media companies off guard. And I think it caught the federal government and the end user of Facebook off guard as well. You know what? Mark Zuckerberg, can you remember in the film, in The Social Network, he says Facebook never goes down? Well, he's sort of gone against his little words there. He's actually just torn down all of the news sites because Mark Zuckerberg doesn't want to pay. Only the week before, Google has started to pay the media outlets for the content that they derive income from. But Mark Zuckerberg, he thinks he's bigger than all of us. In fact, if Facebook was a country in the revenue that it generated, it would be the 90th country as far as money generation. So Mark thinks he's bigger than the rest of us, but I think the federal government's doing the right thing here and standing strong.
Well, what do you think is going to happen? Because what is going to happen next? Is Facebook just going to dig their heels in, or do you think they're going to, you know, back down on this? Because there hasn't been much movement in the last couple of days.
No, there's been no movement, but I think that they've got to come back to the table. Look, the reality here for Facebook is if you're going to take away real news, the real information that's sitting on its platform, then you're going to discourage its users from actually doing it. Facebook as a marketing tool is one of the greatest tools going around because it has actually tailored a particular profile around you. So it's a one-stop shop. But if the content's not there, Pablo, we're not going to go there. But the big thing for Facebook, though, is that the whole world is watching. Mm. And the whole world is watching because if we get Facebook to start paying for the news content that they use to derive their income, other countries are going to look after their own media houses and do exactly the same. It could be very costly for Facebook.
Well, has it changed how you use Facebook? I'm going to own up. I didn't go on Facebook once over the weekend, and I felt better for it.
Well, I don't think Mark Zuckerberg wants to hear that. And you know what, Pablo? Neither did I.
Wow.
I think I posted up a video of my son bowling a wicket. But that's what I use Facebook for, funnily enough. I think, you know, we do tend to use photos and keeping in contact with friends and family. But the news content, which Facebook is actually suggesting is that not many people look at it, it is in reality a big, big channel for people to find out their news because it's so easy to do. But I tell you what, you know, Mark needs to have good content on his Facebook channel because if he doesn't have it, people like you and I, we're just not going to use it.
Yeah, and trying to like, if you're a big fan of international sport and things, I mean, all that's gone. Oh, I can't see some of those big media Facebook pages anymore and see the quick videos and the highlights and that, you know. So I think it's really going to change how we use social media in general. Prediction, is anything going to change this week, Nick?
Oh, look, I'm hoping that they're going to come to the table. Josh Frydenberg and the government is holding very strong on this, and they're doing what the Australian people believe is the right thing to do. There'll be a lot of people that are suggesting that, you know, we're not worried about it, but this is a big deal. I think they'll end up coming back to the table, but I'm not sure it's going to be this week.
Nick, do you still have a MySpace account? I tried to fire mine up the other day. Couldn't remember the password, unfortunately.
I before MySpace, I even went Bebo, so I can't even remember that one either. Look, but I tell you what, I'm going to get out my LPs, I'm going to get out my records, I'm going to get out my audio tapes and do that because I'm fearful that the other sites might end up dropping off as well. So, yeah, we can go back to old school. That's fine. We're all connected.
That's right. Nick Hayes, Managing Director of Media Stable, thanks for your update today on Facebook and the whole situation. Have a good week.
Good on you, mate. Pablo for breakfast.